Okay, today's daf is Zvachim daf Nun. As promised yesterday, today's daf is all about limudim, all about the different. We know that we have a rule when it comes to kachim that we kept on emphasizing. We keep on repeating that something that itself is learnt from a hekish cannot be chozer melamed behekish when it comes to kachim. So our gemara today is going to discuss all the different permutations of having something derived from a limud being learnt through another limud. Now we're not only going to discuss Hekish, we're going to discuss Kzeira Shava, Kavul Chomer, Binyan Av, any sort of combination of those factors. Can something that's learned from a Kzeira Shava be Melamed Binyan Av? Binyan Av be Melamed Kzeira Shava? Kzeira Shava, Kavul Chomer, etc. You get the idea. So says the Gemara, the two dots. That's what we're up to. The Hekish, Kzeira Shava, Kavul Chomer, Simin, and the Shittim Gavetzes adds in that's an insufficient Simin because we also are going to discuss Binyan Av, right? So he says, and Kavul Chomer. So he says, Chomer ubinyanav simin, that you should add to that simin, because we're not only discussing gzeir shava kavu chomer, hekish gzeir shava kavu chomer, we're also discussing binyanav. So says Gemara, davar alamid behekish ein chosum lamid mehekish imid ravi imid ravina. The last thing we did yesterday was that we pointed out two possible sources how we know that something that itself is derived from mehekish cannot be chosum malamid behekish, and that was either from Rava's source or from Ravina's source, from the fact that psukim give me two limudim when it really only needs to give me one, to show me that I'm dafka not using the limud of a hekish when something itself is only derived from a hekish, we're dafka using another limud. What about something that itself is derived from a hekish? Can it then go and teach b'gzereshava? So can it be the basis or the source of b'gzereshava to apply to a different din? So Tashema, the Gemara says, okay, let's bring a raya. Rabbi Nassan ben Avtulmus Omer, minayin l'pricha b'begadim shitara. So the Gemara's raya is from a source by negaim, by tzara'as. That how do I know that pricha by begadim is tahar? Pricha means, Rashi points out, in parcha tzara'as b'kol habeged. Pricha means that the tzara'as has taken over the entire area. We know the din is by tzara'as, that if tzara'as has covered over a person's entire body without leaving any spot uncovered, so the person is tahar, does not count as a negatame. It's very similar to the din like by Sanhedrin, where if they vote unanimously that a person is chayv misa, so he gets off the hook. So you have such a din by tzara'as, that if it covers the entire body, the person is tahar. But how do I know the same is true by begadim? Tzaras not only strikes people, it strikes clothing, and it also strikes homes. But how do I know the same is true by begadim, that if it's paruch bekulo, that it's tahar? So the Gemara says, nemer karachas v'gabachas v'begadim, v'nemer karachas v'gabachas v'adam. It uses the terminology of karachas and gabachas when describing nigei begadim, and it also uses the terminology of karachas and gabachas when describing Nigei Adam. So just like Malal on Parach B'Kulo Tahar, so we link the two together. Just like by Nigei Adam, we know that if it's Parach B'Kulo, that if the Tzaras goes over the person's entire body, Tahar, he's going to be Tahar, Afkan Parach B'Kulo Tahar. So the same should be true by Begadim, that if it goes over the entire Beged, it's going to be Tahar. Okay, good, but for Hasamin Alan, how do we know by Nigei Adam in the first place that if it's Parach B'Kulo Tahar? So Dichsiv Me Rosho V'Yad Raglav V'Iskash Rosho L'Regel. So we have a Hekish where we compare the Rosh to the Regel. Mal Alan Kulo Hafach Lavan Parach B'Kulo Tahar Afkan Kulo Hafach Lavan Parach B'Kulo Tahar, that just like by the regal we know kulo just like by the rosh, if it's entirely changes, it's tahar. So too By the rest of the body, if it entirely changes its tahar. In Negaim, you have different halachos for the rosh than you have for the rest of the body. You have halachos that cover only the hair of the or the scalp area and the beard area that don't apply to the rest of the body. It's a whole different set of mishnayos in the beginning of Maseches Negaim that discuss the differences. Perek Gimel or Perek Dalet, I don't remember exactly, of Maseches Negaim that discuss the differences. So that's why it requires a limud from one to the other. It's not just the same set of rules. But the bottom line is, how do I know that Nigei Adam, if it's Parach B'Kulo, it's Tahar? I know it from a Hekish. And now I'm going to apply a Gezerah Shava to teach me that the same is true of Nigei Begadim. So here you have something that itself is derived from a Hekish, going and being Melamed with a Gezerah Shava. So don't you see very clearly that works, that you could do that? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you can't bring me a raya from the Goyim, because the Torah kula lemeidin lamad milamad, chutz min hakadshim shein dan lamad milamad. He says, I have no doubt that when it comes to Taros, that such a drasha is a viable drasha, that you could take something that's derived from a Hekish and use it to teach through Gzer Shava. That's no problem. My issue was when it comes to Kachim, because by Kachim, apparently, we're much more limited. We do not take something that itself was derived from a Limud and then apply a new Limud when it comes to Kachim. Dim Kain, Lo Yomar Tzvona Ba'asham, because, and I'll prove it to you, because why does the Torah have to say Tzafon, the fact that it's shechted in the north by a carbon asham, v'teisi b'gzereshav the kachikachim michatos. Why don't I instead derive it from a gzereshava, from chatos, from kachikachim from chatos? Lav lemeimra the davar alam behekish ein chozim lam b'gzereshava. Doesn't that show you that when it comes to kachim, that which itself is derived from a hekish cannot go and be malamid with a gzereshava, because by chatos itself it's only derived from a hekish. How's it derived from a hekish? The Torah never says explicitly by the chatos that it's shechted b'tzafon. As we discussed yesterday, the Torah only says by the Ola that it's shechted b'tzafon. We derive chatos from Ola behekish, because the Torah says you shecht the chatos in the makom that you shecht the Ola. That's a hekish. So only itself derived from a hekish, it can't be chozer melamed b'gzer shava. And that's why by Asham it needs to spell it out. By Asham I can't rely on the fact that I could just learn it from gzer shava from chatos. So says Gemara, no, that's not a raya that you can't do it either. Maybe the reason we don't use that limud to derive that carbon asham has to be shechted in the north, again, the reason we don't use the limud that chatos, which itself was only derived from a hekish, could be melamed through gezer shava to asham, maybe the reason we don't use that limud is because you could ask a kasha next gezer shava, because chatos is mechaper on chayav ekrisos. Asham is not mechaper on chayav ekrisos, and maybe that's a chomer that you have by chatos that tells me that you can't apply even through gzeres shava to teach me about asham. But maybe generally speaking, you're allowed to take something that itself is derived from hekesh and learn through gzeres shava. It's just over here the gzeres shava doesn't work. So the Gemara answers, kachikachim yiseri ksivi. No, the words kachikachim are extra. And if the words kachikachim are extra, as Rashi points out, that would mean that this gzeres shava, this potential gzeres shava between chatos and asham, is a gzeres shava mufna. And when a gzeres shava is mufna, then you can't ask on a gzeres shava, even if the two partials that we're trying to compare are not comparable to each other. Whenever the gzeres shava is opened up, mishnei tzadim, it's opened on both sides, the words that are being used for the gzeres shava are not otherwise being used, so that the rule is then you're not in meshivin alei, you're not allowed to ask such a kasha on a gzeres shava, and even if the two sides aren't comparable, you can still apply the gzeres shava. So here we have a perfectly viable gzeres shava, and we don't use it. Instead of using it, the Torah goes out and writes that by Asham you need to shecht it in the north. Why don't we use it? Why don't we use this gzer shava? Must be because that which is learned from a hekesh cannot be chozer umelamed b'gzer shava when it comes to kachim. So even though when it comes to negayim we saw clearly it can be, when it comes to kachim it can't be. If you look at Tosas kachim yiseru ksiv, he says tema kivin di alfin gzer shava me'adadi lamalan akeshus tal b'chatos v'asham. Why do we need all the akeshus that we learned earlier? If you have a gzer shava that directly connects the chatos and asham, so that should have changed our whole previous discussion. So that's the kasha that Tosas says. But anyway, this idea that it's only by kachim that we have these rules. So there's a discussion in the Rishonim and the Achronim, what exactly that means, what qualifies as kachim in this area. Meaning we know negayim is not kachim, that's taharos. But what does qualify as kachim? So what does seem clear from the Rishonim, from Tosfos, we're gonna have on much later in the Masechta on Daf Kuf Hei, is that it's only by kachim is beach. But by kachim bedek habayis, that doesn't count as kachim in this regard. I mean, something that a person donates for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash is not kachim in this regard. We're talking about things that are used for karbanos. And not only that, the Biurei Hadaf of Yer quotes the Doresh Letzion. I think that's the Nodeb Yehuda's Drasha Sefer, is the Doresh Letzion. But in Doresh Letzion, he writes that for those who hold that Maisa Sheni is Mamun Gavoa, Maisa Sheni might be included in kachim. So it's a little counterintuitive. intuitive. We probably would have included Kachim Bedek Abayis before we included Maaser Sheni. But he says, no, Kachim Bedek Abayis is out. It's not Kachim. Maaser Sheni, if you hold Mamun Gavoa, maybe is considered Bechal Kachim and would also be subject to this rule of Ein Danin Balam Laman Milamed. Now, the Chiddush of, there are a few more Chidushim of what to include. Rav Lazar Moshe Harvitz in the back of the Gemara says, if a person is Chayav a carbon, the issue of whether a person is Chayav a carbon or Pata from a carbon is not Bechlal Kachim, and that you can be Lame Laman Milaman, because that's just Stam a din in his own Chiyuvim, but it's not a din in Kachim per se. Now, the biggest Chiddush, though, the most interesting one to me, though, was the Aruch Liner Mesecha Sukkah and Daf Chav Zayin. The Aruch Liner and Sukkah Daf Chav Zayin writes that Dinei Sukkah are included in Kachim regarding this din. Because the Gemara in Sukkah says, what's the Shaychus Sukkah and Kachim? Because the Gemara in Sukkah says, on Daf Tes, Minayin La'atzei Sukkah Shasurun Kol Shiva, how do we know that you're not allowed to use the material of the Sukkah for all 7 days of Sukkahs? Tamalomar Chaka Sukkah Shiva Siyam La'ashem. Because the Pasuk says that it should be 7 days La'ashem. The Sukkah should be 7 days La'ashem. Vitanya, the Gemara goes on to say, Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira Omer, Kishem Shechal Shem Shamayim Ala Chagiga, Kach Chal Shem Shamayim Ala Sukkah. That just like by the carbon chagiga Chal Shem Shamayim, so too Sukkah also has Chal Shem Shamayim on the Sukkah, and therefore you're not allowed to use the Sukkah. So you see the Gemara itself links the Chag HaSukkah to the carbon chagiga. So Sukkah might have a status of Kachim in this regard. That's the unbelievable suggestion of the Aruch Liner. You do find, we're learning Mesech Sukkah in Yeshiva this year, so I'm holding a little bit in the Mesechta, you do find in several places that Sukkah is related to Kachim a lot. In the Sugya of Mitzvah Baba Avera, so there is a Shitas HaRitva, the Ritva quotes, that there are those who say Mitzvah Baba Avera only applies to a Mitzvah of Ritzoi, that it's only a problem to Mitzvah Baba Avera when it's a Mitzvah of Ritzoi. What is a Mitzvah of Ritzoi? So the source of Mitzvah Baba Avera is Kachim, yet the Gemara is applying it to the Gemara actually applies it to Lulav. There's a major discussion in Rishonim whether you can apply it to Sukkah. What would be the Sheichos? Where's Sukkah, Mitzvah of Ritzoi? How can you even think to apply it to Sukkah? Well, there you have it. If Sukkah is considered to be a sort of kachim, then that would be included. The height of the Sukkah, the Gemara at the beginning of the Masechta, around Daf Dalet, discusses how tall the Sukkah has to be. So the Gemara says it has to be 10 tefachim. How do we know it from? Gemara goes on for a whole Daf about how we learn it either from the Aron or from the Kruvim on top of the Aron. What's Sukkah got to do with an Aron, the Kruvim on top of the Aron? So quotes Psukim that the Lashonos used by the Kruvim is that it's Mesachech. But still, bottom line is, you see that the Limudim are from the holiest of holies. The Limudim are from the Aron itself, which clearly paints a picture of Sukkah being very closely related to Kachin. The Gemara at the end of the Masechta discusses that how do we know that you have to sit in Sukkah at night also? It's not just a daytime mitzvah like Dalad Minim, you only do during the day. How do I know the mitzvah of Sukkah is at night as well? So it learns it from the Shivas Yimei Amiluim. What's the Shaychus of the Shivas Yimei Amiluim? Again, apparently Sukkah has some close ties to Kachim. So that's what the Aruch Liner wants to suggest. Regarding this din as well, Sukkah is very closely tied to Kachim. We mentioned a couple of days ago the Chiddush that the Lecha Mishnah in Hilchos Yisur Mizbech quotes from Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi, that even though you can't be lomed, lomed, milomed by Kachim, still and in the sense that something that itself is derived from Hekish you can't use to learn another Hekish, but he holds Vav Mosef Alinian Rishon can be Chozer Milamed Behekish. When something is derived from Vav Mosef Alinian Rishon, so then you can, that's not called a Hekish, you can be Chozer Milamed Behekish. And we pointed out that the Rosh Yosef was bothered by that because the Gemara Memches referred to Vav Mosef Alinian Rishon as a Hekish. So how can you say Vav Mosef Alinian Rishon can be Chozer Milamed Behekish if a Hekish can't be Chozer Milamed Behekish? So that's what we said a couple of days ago, that the Pardes Yosef suggests that there are two kinds of Hekish. There are two kinds of Hekish. That Vav Mosef Alinian Rishon is a stronger form of Hekish, and it's the kind of Hekish hekesh, that it's more ki'ilu, it's written b'mefurash. That's what he means to say. Not that it's not a hekesh at all, but it's such a strong hekesh that it wouldn't be subject to this rule of that which is derived from hekesh cannot be chozer, umalameid behekesh. Fine, says the Gemara Vayter. We're at the two dots now at the very bottom of Mem Tesem Beis. So, davar alamid mehekesh chozer umalameid bekal v'chomer. Something that itself is derived from a hekesh cannot be chozer umalameid behekesh, but can be chozer umalameid bekal v'chomer. How do I know that? Midat Tana de Rabbi Shmuel. Well, that's old news. That we had from Tana de Rabbi Shmuel. That was 9 blad ago in Daf Mem Aleph, where Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, remember, he had that very difficult drasha of a kal v'chomer of makom shehishvu karban l'karban, where they make the karbanos the same. So that at the end of the day, Rabbi Shmuel holds over there that that which itself is derived from a hekesh is being chozer malamed with a kal v'chomer. So that's a rule that we're accepting right now. How about the following, though? Something that itself is derived from a hekesh, can you go turn around and have it teach something bibinyanav, using a binyanav? What's a binyanav? So binyanav is the most basic of all the midosh Torah and Dresh's Ben. Binyanav just means the Torah says something in one place, but still it applies everywhere. Right? As opposed to Shneik Suvna Ban Kechad, where the Torah has to specify a unique din in two places, that tells me it doesn't apply everywhere else, so the Torah must be teaching me the exception. But if the Torah tells me something in only one place, the Torah is not teaching me an exception, it's teaching me a rule. Binyanav is also referred to as a memetzinu. So, Rashi points out that with the Gemara we're about to embark on, that we're already into a little bit, but it's going to take up the rest of the daf, and more, is all about Kachim, having double limudim by Kachim. And Rashi points out in the last wide line of Rashi, the fourth line of the page, Va'arba she'ilos b'kal mido mido. We're going to end up with four shailas about each and every one of the midos that we're going to be discussing. Kigon, for example, he says, Davra lamid behekish, when we start with something that itself is derived from a hekish, we're then going to have to ask, Ma'u she'ilameid behekish, u'b'gzer shava, u'b'kal v'chomer, u'b'bininav. We're going to want to know, can it be melamed with any of those four methodologies? V'davar alam b'gzer shava, something that itself is derived from gzer shava, we're going to want to know, ma'u she'ilamed b'hekish, u'b'gzer shava, v'kavl chom b'ninav. V'davar alam b'ninav, ma'u she'ilamed b'kula. You get the idea. The point is that we're going to have to ask this question in all different ways. And don't think the Gemara is not going to ask each and every one. The Gemara is going to ask each and every one. So after a while, we're going to have enough material to just apply with kavl chomers and say, well, if that one works, then this one should also work. But first we got to get the basic material. So if you chart it out, I guess it would be easier. But right now, what we have is that something that is lamed mehekesh cannot be chozer umlamed behekesh. Something that's lamed behekesh can be chozer umlamed bekal v'chomer. And when it comes to gzera shava, something that's learned behekesh cannot be chozer umlamed begzera shava. Right? Those are the three rules we've got so far. So says the Gemara. So where are we holding now? So the davar lamed behekesh ma'u she'ilamed binyanav. Something that itself is derived from a hekesh. What about applying it to a binyanav? This is our fourth and final question in regards to a hekesh, because we already covered hekesh, which is a no go. Hekesh gzer shava, which is a no go, and hekesh kal v'chomer, which is a yes go. So Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, lo lichtov tzvona ba'asham. Don't write why does the Torah have a need to write by carbon asham that it needs to be done in the north? V'teis that needs to be shechted in the north. V'teis imi binyanav michatas. Why can't we just derive it from a binyanav from karban chatas? L'may hilchsa kasvei. Why does the Torah go out of its way to dafka write it? Just learn it from binyanav from karban chatas. Lav l'meimra. Oh, doesn't that tell you, therefore, to davar alam behekeshein chosum lam binyanav? So isn't that the rule, therefore, that you see that which itself is derived from a hekesh, namely, that a karban chatas is shechted in the north, itself is only a hekesh, cannot be chozer melamed bebinyanav, because if it could, then just use a binyanav to teach me that the same applies for asham. Why does the Torah have to tell me the same applies for asham? So says Gemara, u'taymech teisim binyanav miola. Well, according to that, if that's your logic, that if it's that's why the Torah dafka had to write it, so why don't we learn it from a binyanav from karban ola? See, the difference between shechting in the north by chatas and shechting in the north by ola is the fact that you shechting in the north by chatas is itself derived from a hekesh. Hekesh to what? to Ola. The fact that you shecht in the north by a carbon Ola is mefurash in the pasuk. So if it's a valid binyan av to say, you know what, carbon ashram should be shechted in the north because binyan av to somewhere else in the Torah, well, use carbon Ola as the binyan av, and then you won't have any of these problems of a double drasha. That's just one single straight up drasha. Carbon Ola is mefurash, and learn it with a binyan av. So if that's really the logic over here, so then we should have learned it from carbon Ola. My time in Loasi, why don't we learn it from carbon Ola and avoid all these problems? Mishum de'ika lemifrach, mala Ola shekein kalil. The reason we can't learn it from a carbon Ola is because Ola has a chumra that Asham doesn't, and that is that Ola is entirely burnt, and an Asham obviously is not entirely burnt. So just like you cannot learn it with a binyanav directly from Ola, there's also a very good reason that you cannot learn it with a binyanav. You cannot learn Asham and Safon directly with a binyanav from Karban Chatas. Chatas nami yikal mefrach mal chatas shkein mechaperes al chayav ekrisus. Because Karban Chatas is mechaper for chayav ekrisus. Asham is not. So what was the basis of our whole raya? That something that itself is derived from Hekesh cannot be chazim lam binyanav is the fact that we don't use a binyanav to teach me from Chatas to Asham. So frek the Gemara now, that's a bad raya. The fact that we don't use a binyanav to teach from Chatas to Asham is because Chatas has a chumra that Asham doesn't have. So the binyanav wouldn't work. We have a pircha on that binyanav, and therefore you have no raya as to whether that which is derived from a hekesh can be chozer umelamed bibinyanav. So the Gemara, now parenthetically, at least the way Rashi understands, Rashi writes, by Chada Mechada Loasya, Milsa Bapi Nafshi Hivalav L'Mishrat Bayan. We have now stopped trying to answer the question whether that which is derived from a hekesh can be chozem lamid bin yinav. Now we're just going to mention, hey, it's strange that the Torah has to allude to Shechita B'Tzafon by Ola, where it says it explicitly, by Chatas, where it says it with a hekesh, and by Asham, where it says with a hekesh. Why does the Torah have to tell me in three different places that you shecht b'tzafon? So chadim yichad al-asi, I understand you can't learn any one from the other one because each one has its own chumra. But teisi chadim yitarti, why doesn't the Torah just tell me shechita b'tzafon by one of these three, and I'll know the other two from that one? So says Gemara, okay, well, don't speak so vaguely. Lemaisa, which two do you want the Torah to tell me shechita b'tzafon by? And then you're then going to be able to derive the third one from it. Hey, Tesi, lo nichtav rachmana ola v'tesi michatos v'asham. Why, you want the Torah not to say it by a carbon ola, and instead to derive it from chatos and asham? Malahanach shekein mechaprin. You can't derive anything from chatos and asham to carbon ola, because chatos and asham are mechaper. Ola is not mechaper. Now the obvious problem is, ola is mechaper. But Ola's, right, Ola's mechaper for assays. Ola's, the Gemara tells us Ola's mechaper. But Rashi points out, Ola legabe chatos v'asham lo chashiva kaparas assay didei kapara. Ola's like a, you know, he's a wimpy mechaper. I mean, the chatos v'asham are primarily mechaprin. Ola's not primarily a mechaper. So Ola's it's a lower level mechaper. So that's what it means, that you would never be able to derive a din of carbon Ola from a din of chatos v'asham. Chatos v'asham are there for kapara. So what do you want to say? Lo nichtav rachmana b'chatos v'tesi mehanach. Okay, so tell it to me by Ola and Asham. They need shechita b'tzafon, and don't say it by the others. Tell it to me by Asham and Ola, and don't tell it to me by Karban Chatas. Well, malahanach shekein zacharim. Ola and Asham are both males. Chatas is not a male, so therefore Ola and Asham has its own chumra. So says Gemara, lo nichtav ba'asham v'teisi mehanach. Okay, so leave out Asham. Just tell me Ola and Chatas. Why can't I derive Asham from the combination of Ola and Chatas? Because by Asham and Chatas, both of them are Shaykh. By Ola and Chatas, both of them could be done with Tzibur. By Asham, Asham is an individual carbon, is not a carbon Tzibur. So since you have an Ola that's brought with Tzibur and a Chatas that's brought with Tzibur, you cannot derive any din that's said by Ola and Chatas to a carbon Asham. And that's why the Torah goes out of its way in all three places to tell me, Shkitas Abatzaf, and we can't learn any two from the other one. But these last few lines had absolutely nothing to do with our original Shaila, whether something that itself is derived from a Hekesh can be Chozer or Malamed. Can be chazur melamed bebinyanav, right? That issue is not resolved. Now the that's how Rashi understood these last few lines. In the Biurei Daf, he quotes from the Chak Nasan that he says it could be that the Gemara's question over here is taloi on the whole issue we were discussing, whether that which is learned from a hekesh can be chozum lam bininav or cannot be chozum lam bininav. Because the Gemara wants to prove that it cannot be chozum lamed. How so? Because if it could be chozum lam bininav, the Torah should have written the din of tzafon beferush by the korban chatas, and it should have made it a hekesh by the korban asham. Meaning that what does the Torah do? The Torah tells us the din of tzafon beferush by the korban olah, and behekish by the chatos and the yasham. So what the Gemara is trying to suggest is, if the Torah would have just switched that around a little bit, would have written it beferish by korban chatos, and used a hekish by the korban yasham, and then not written anything about tzafon by the korban ola, so then the tzafon by ola would have been able to be derived from chatos, which is beferish, and from asham, which the din of tzafon is only learned through a hekesh, from the fact meaning and the combination of those two of asham and chatos would have educated me about ola requiring tzafon. Why doesn't the Torah set it up that way? Must be because that which itself is derived from a hekesh, meaning the asham, cannot be chozer melamed with the binyanav to ola, to karban ola. So that's what the Gemara is trying to prove. And then the Gemara says, no, there are reasons that limud never would have worked. Such a binyanav never would have worked. Had it only said tzafon by ola and by chatas and by asham, we would not have been able to derive ola from chatas and asham, because chatas and asham are mechaper. Ola is not a mechaper. But that's what the Gemara was really trying to suggest, that which is learnt itself from a hekesh cannot be chozer melamed bebinyanav, otherwise the Torah would have set things up differently. That's how he wants to understand, and in fact that's what seems to be the opinion of the Shittim Kubetzes, and that's what seems to be the opinion of, so you find such an opinion in Rishonim. Tosos and Rashi, however, disagree. They think these few lines of Gemara were purely parenthetical lines of Gemara. Now, the Gemara had said, well, how can you derive anything about males to females, right? Karbanos that are males, maybe that's something that cannot teach us, educate us about karbanos that are not males. So the Ayelos HaShachar, one of the Achronim, asked the following kasha. He says the maila of zecharim over nekevos luchora is only a maila in the human world, because zecharim in the human world, not just in the human world, in Judaism, because zecharim are chayiv in Talmud Torah, we're chayiv in more mitzvos in nekevos har. So that's why the Gemara in Horio says that ish kodem leisha lahachios lahashiv aveda. The two people drowning, you save the ish, not the isha. Hashavas aveda for an ish or an isha, you go with the ish, not the isha. Also in the Tosefta, it says that minchas ish is kodem to the akrav of minchas isha. That's in the human world where there are more mitzvos, where there's a chiv of Talmud Torah. But when it comes to behemos, what's the mile of a zachar over in the keva? So that the Gemara says, oh, it only teaches us that din by zachar. You can't apply it to the keva. Very strange that you should have such a din. And don't tell me no, because the Torah sometimes insists that certain karbanos have to be zachar. So that shows you that there's a maila of zachar over in the keva. No, because the Torah says by other karbanos that they have to be in the keva. So that should show you a maila of in the keva over a zachar. So he suggests two answers. Number one, he says that could be since rova the karbanos have to be dafka zacharim, so you see that the Torah considers zacharim more chashuv in the animal world than the nekevos, because that's what rov of the karbanos have to be. Or it could be that since we find that the Torah is makpid, that some of the karbanos have to be zacharim and some have to be nekevos, you're right, it doesn't tell me any one is better than the other, but the hakpad of the Torah tells me that the Torah is very specific about bringing the right kind, that it's got to be zachar for this one, nekevah for that one. Not that one is better, but that they're separate but equal, to borrow the terminology. Okay, so that's the in, at least in the animal world it works. Okay, so says the Gemara. Next attempted limud. We are up to Davar Alam B'Gzer Shav, right? We've just gone through all the Hekish ones. So we discussed whether that which is learned from Hekish can be Chazer Melamed Behekish. The answer is no. B'Gzer Shava, the answer was no. B'Kal V'Chomer, the answer was yes. And Behekish, there was no answer. So Davar Alam B'Gzer Shav Ma'al She'ilam Behekish. Now let's go start with Gzer Shavas. That which itself is derived from Gzer Shava, can it go and teach me something with a Hekish? Samrav Papa, Zos Torah Zevach Hashlamim, Im Al Toda. Salamanu the Toda Shabamina Meiser. We learn from Toda that carbon Toda can be bought with Meiser Shani money. So Mida Ashkad Shlamim Dasumi Meiser. How do we know that? From the fact that Shlamim could be bought with Meiser Shani money. So Shlam Gufayim Minalan. But how do I know that Shlamim itself can be bought with Meiser Shani money? So meaning that with the fact that we're Makish, Toda the Shlamim teaches me that a Toda could be bought with Meiser Shani money. That's a Hekish. But how do I know Shlamim in the first place? Tichsiv, because the pasuk says, but the full pasuk is v'zavachta shlamim v'achalta sham v'samach l'fnei Hashem l'kecha by carbon shlamim, and it also says v'achalta l'fnei Hashem l'kecha makom asher yivcha l'shakein shmo sham ma'aser d'gan chazirosh kavi tzaracha. Right, that you have to have ma'aser sheni dafka sham. So it's sham. What's sham? It's gzeir shava. So the fact that carbon shlamim could be bought with ma'aser sheni is gzeir shava. And now I'm using shlamim to teach me that a toda with a hekish, that a toda can also be bought with ma'aser sheni. So here you have something that's derived from a gzeir shava going in chazir malamed with a hekish. Says, nah, that's not a good limud, because Meiser Sheni is not a din in Kachim. It's Chulin. Meiser Sheni is not Kachim. Amalei, what's the gifts over here? Amalei, Amar Amra, Lamad Kodesh Umalamed Kodesh. So he says that, whoever told you that the Malamed, the original Malamed, has to be Kodesh? Just that which is in the, meaning there are three things. There's the original Malamed, there's the middleman, and then there's the end game, right? So the rule that you can't have a double derivation is a din by Kachim. But what has to be Kachim? The original Malamed has to be Kachim in order for this rule to apply? No, the original Malamed could be Meister Shani, that's fine. It's the middleman that we're most interested in, and the end game, and the last one. So in this case, it would be the Shlamim and the Toda, and both of those are Kodesh. So don't tell me that this is not about Kodesh. So that seems to be a Machlokas, right? Whether that which is derived from Gzer Shava can be Chozer Malamid Behekish seems to be Machlokas. Darva Lamid Gzer Shava, Maoshe Lamid Gzer Shava. What about something that's derived from Gzer Shava can be Chozer Malamid Gzer Shava? Amar Rami Bar Chama, Tanya, Solas Rubachas, Lamanu Lurvucha Shava Solas, Chalos Minayin. How do I know that Chalos also? Tamalomar Chalos Chalos, Rikikin Minayin, Tamalomar Matzos Matzos. So Amarle Ravina, Mimai de Matzos Matzos, Mechalos Gamar, Dilma Mimafa Tanu Gamar, meaning we try to prove from there that which is learned from Gzer Shava can go be Chozer Malam Gzer Shava, but how do I know that we're learning it from Chalos? Maybe we're learning it from Mafa Tanur. El Amarava Tanya Vikirbo Pirshava Hotzi. Malame Chamotzio Shalem teaches us that you bring it out when it is Shalem, that you carry it out when it is Shalem. Yachal Yisrafenu Shalem, I might think to burn it when it's Shalem as well. Nemarkan Rosho Krav, Nemarlalan Rosho Krav, Malalan Alidani Tuach. Just like by the Kabernola, it's Dafka Alidani Tuach. You have to pull it apart, you have to dissect it. Afkan Alidani Tuach, you cut it up. Afkan Alidani Tuach. Imalan behefshet. So you can say by the carbon nola that it has to be skinned. Afkan nami behefshet. You can say carbon chatos also has to be skinned. Tamalomar v'kirbo pirsho. My Talmuda. So what's the limud? Amra papa k'shem shepirsho b'kirbo kach besaru ba'oro. Just like the paris of the animal has to remain b'kirbo, otherwise it's not respectful. So to the basar remains in the or. V'tanya, Rabbi Yomer, Nemar kan oru basur peresh, v'nemar lalon oru basur peresh, ma lalon al yidei nituach shelo behefshet. Just like over there, it's by Parkoin Mashiach, it's done with a nituach and without skinning. Afkan al yidei nituach shelo behefshet. So fine. So that was about that which is learned from Gzeir Shava applying to using that which is learned from Gzeir Shava to apply to another Gzeir Shava, and the assumption seems to be that it is Chozer Malamed, that Gzeir Shava can in fact be Chozer Malamed. Now the Gemara moves on to the next one. So the next issue is, where am I? I'm sorry, I just didn't turn the page. Okay, so says the Gemara. So the Gemara asks the following. So davar alam b'gzer shava, ma'ar shei lam b'kal v'chomer. What about something that's derived from a gzer shava? Can it be malamid with a kal v'chomer? So kal v'chomer, so the Gemara says, Now we're in the world of Kavah Chomers. All the other Shailas we're going to have Kavah Chomers about. Not all of them, most of them. So the Gemara says, well, that's a Kavah Chomer. That should work. That which is derived from Gzeirah Shavah can go and teach me the Kavah Chomer. How so? If a double hekesh doesn't work, like we learned in yesterday's daf, nevertheless, melamed bekalvachomer, that which is learned from a hekesh, we said can be learned from a kalvachomer, from the Tanah Berabi Shmuel that we had 9 blood ago. So gzeirah shava melamed is behekesh. So gzeirah shava, which can be chozer, umelamed behekesh, midrav papa from Rav Papa's din, ain't odin shatlam bekalvachomer. All the more so should be chozer melamed with a kalvachomer. So that's the kalvachomer that tells you that gzeirah shava Kalvachomer is Chazer Malamed, that does work. So says the Gemara, Lamandi Islay Hanich Lamandi Islay Drav Papa. That works really well if you hold like Rav Papa. El Lamandi Islay Drav Papa, Michael Mamer. But if you don't hold like Rav Papa, that Gzeir Shava is Malamed Behekish, so then what? Then the whole basis of this Kalvachomer falls apart. El Kalvachomer, rather, it's a different Kalvachomer. Uma Hekish Shein Malamed Behekish. If a Hekish, a double Hekish, does not work, Imidrava Imidravina, like we said in yesterday's daf. Nevertheless, milamid bekalvachomer mitana beRabbi Shmuel. Nevertheless, it does that which is derived from hekesh can be milamid with kalvachomer. We learn from Rabbi Shmuel, right, from the din of Rabbi Shmuel of 9 blad ago. So gzereshava hamilamedes gzereshava chavirta midrami barchama. So gzereshava, which does work for its like kind, the double gzereshava is chozer milamid, like we learned from Rabbi Barchama. That was the last limud. So then it should for sure work by a kalvachomer. Meaning, if hekesh, which does not work for itself, works for a kalvachomer, gzer shava that works for itself should for sure work for a kalvachomer. So davar lam gzer shava mashi lam binyanav. So now we move on to the next one. That which is derived from gzer shava can it turn around and be malam binyanav? Teku. Okay, that's the easiest conversation. Davar lam bekalvachomer mashi lam behekesh. That which itself is derived from a kalvachomer. Now we're going to have to start those, right? The kalvachomer ones. That which itself is derived from a kalvachomer can it go and be malam behekesh. So kalvachomer. Well, that's a kalvachomer. Umag gzer shava sheinu lameda behekesh from Rabbi Yochanan. If a gzer shava cannot be chozer malamed with behekesh from Rabbi Yochanan's din, malamed be. Melamed behekesh midrav papa. Shena lemeida behekesha is melamed behekesh. A gzeres shava cannot be lamed from that which is learned from a hekesh. Can still be melamed. Can serve on the other end to teach that which from a hekesh from Rav Papa. Kal v'chomer lamed behekesh midatana de Rabbi Shmuel. Ain't odin sheilamed behekesh. So that which so if it is learned from a hekesh, should all the more so kal v'chomer, which can be derived from a hekesh, all the more so should be able to be melamed behekesh. If it could be lamad from a hekesh, it should be able to be melamed behekesh. Hanich lemandas ledra papa, lemandas ledra papa, Michael Lemaymar, teku. That's only if you hold like Rav Papa. If you don't hold like Rav Papa, well then we're still stuck. Okay, davar lam kalvachomer mashi lam bigzer shava. What about something that itself is derived from a kalvachomer? Can it go and be chozer melamed with the gzer shava? The Gemara says, yeah, kalvachomer. It's a kalvachomer that it can work. Because the mag gzer shava shein lemeida behekesh amid Rabbi Yochanan. If a gzer shava cannot be learnt from a hekesh, from the din of Rabbi Yochanan that we learned earlier, melamed b'gzereshava, but nevertheless gzereshava can be melamed in gzereshava chavrta, right? It can go and be melamed in another gzereshava midrav berchama kalvachomer melamed behekesh. So kalvachomer, which can be melamed on something that itself was derived from a hekesh, midtan de Rabbi Shmuel, from the tanda de Rabbi Shmuel we learned earlier today, eino din shetlam b'gzereshava, all the more so should be able to be chazer melamed on a gzereshava. So something that's derived from a kalvachomer can be chozer melamed with a gzereshava. Okay, davar lam bekalvachomer mashi lam bekalvachomer. Now, what about a double kalvachomer? Is that going to work? So says the Gemara, kalvachomer. Of course, that's going to work. That's a kalvachomer. Umag gzereshava she'ena lameda behekesh mid Rabbi Yochanan. If a gzereshava which cannot be learned from a hekesh, based on what Rabbi Yochanan says, nevertheless melamed bekalvachomer kadamran, we've already established a gzereshava can be chozer melamed with a kalvachomer. So kalvachomer lamin mehekish midatana de Rabbi Shmuel, a kalvachomer which can be built on a hekish, unlike a gzeres shava, can be built on a hekish like tana de Rabbi Shmuel, ein odin sheilamid bekalvachomer, all the more so should be able to be melamid bekalvachomer v'zeu kalvachomer ben kalvachomer. And that's what we call kalvachomer ben kalvachomer. This kalvachomer that we're bringing to darshan in the Torah to learn a kalvachomer from another kalvachomer, we learn from we only derive that from a kalvachomer. that Gzeira Shav is Mlamid with Kavachomer. So that's what we call a Kavachomer Ben Kavachomer. Frankly, Gemara Ben Benoshal Kavachomer, who? What do you mean? It's a three level Kavachomer. There are way too many Kavachomers involved over here. Maybe that's too far removed. Ella Kavachomer, rather, it should be derived from the following Kavachomer. And with this will be our last one for today. Uma Hekish Shein Lamid Behekish. Imidravi Midravina. If it double, Hekish doesn't work, so Hekish doesn't work for itself. Milamid with Kavachomer, yet a Kavachomer can be built on a Hekish, Midtan the Berebi Shmuel. Kavachomer, so Kavachomer, which can be built on a Hekish, if a Hekish can't be built on a Hekish, you can build a Kavachomer, and a Kavachomer which can be built on a Hekish, ain't odin she lamid the Kavachomer. All the more so, Kavachomer should be able to be built on it. Vizeu Kavachomer ben Kavachomer, and that is Kavachomer ben Kavachomer. Very helpful to make a chart of some sort. They have one here. I assume art school must have one somewhere. No, bad job, art school. Okay, next edition.